This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister invites U.S. investors to Jamaica, government improves ways to modernize infrastructure, and Education Ministry looking to boost school attendance. The news in detail after this message.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, in partnership with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, will be rolling out a six-month pilot program for the collection of electronic waste across selected communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. They will be collecting your e-waste on the last Sunday of each month during the pilot program. Visit nswma.gov.jm for more information and play your part. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
Now the news. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says Jamaica is on a drive to welcome more private sector investments from the United States into the Jamaican marketplace. Addressing members of the United States Chamber of Commerce at a special meeting at the Chamber's headquarters in Washington, D.C. on April 17, the minister appealed to members to support Jamaica's efforts to attract more U.S. investors. He says the fields of tourism and business process outsourcing are making considerable strides and are ripe for foreign direct investment.
We would like to see growth of the U.S. presence in this area as well, since some of the biggest global brands in the leisure and tourism sector continue to be U.S. brands. Increasingly, business process outsourcing operations are becoming very significant in Jamaica. We think we can double at least the employment in this area in the next 5 years or more.
Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says the multi-million dollar rare earth pilot project was successfully undertaken. The pilot was done in partnership with Japan-based Nippon Light Metal for the extraction of rare earth elements from bauxite residue. It was also undertaken to determine the scope of a commercial rare earth element extraction venture in Jamaica. Speaking during the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives, Minister Paulwell said under the pilot, approximately $600 million was spent for the establishment of a rare earth elements pilot plant.
We were able to successfully demonstrate the commercial extraction of rare earth using our bauxite residue. It has never been done anywhere else before. So much so, we are now patenting that formula. And the government of Japan, the company, and ourselves will share jointly in that patent.
Mr. Paulwell says the government is seeing additional interest from other players. Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says Jamaica has transformed the manner in which infrastructures can be modernized without direct cost to the budget. He says this is evident in the number of public-private partnerships established over the years for the development of key infrastructures across the island.
With the Montego Bay, the Donald Sangster International Airport, with this Highway 2000, now with the North-South link, as well as the recent concession granted to the French company, and shortly the concession to be granted to a company to operate the Norman Manley International Airport. We have fundamentally revolutionized the manner in which infrastructure, such as highways, the airports, the seaports, can be expanded without direct cost to the budget.
Dr. Davies was speaking at a renaming ceremony for Highway 2000 on Friday. The Kingston to Maypen leg of the highway was officially renamed the P.J. Patterson Highway in honor of Jamaica's sixth Prime Minister, who was instrumental in the development of the corridor. And the Minister of Education will be implementing several measures aimed at increasing the national attendance rates at infant, primary and secondary schools. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says for the academic year 2013-2014, the national attendance rates were 79.4% for infant schools and departments, 86.3% at the primary level and 82.7% for secondary schools.
It's very important that we set a target for ourselves to increase school attendance by at least 5% this year and each succeeding year. We have to enforce compulsory education and establish tracking mechanisms for identifying and reporting instances of truancy.
Among the recommendations to improve attendance are increasing parental accountability through sensitization, engagement in school activities, and follow-up by school personnel. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.